Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Friday, November 7th. I'm Zoe Kolkin for The Wall Street Journal. Families in the U.S. and Canada are suing OpenAI, alleging that loved ones have been harmed by interactions they had with the company's chatbot, ChatGPT. Four of them died by suicide following the interactions. Seven lawsuits have been filed in state courts in California. The complaints contain wrongful death, assisted suicide, and involuntary manslaughter claims. The cases allege OpenAI rushed the launch of its chatbot model released in mid-2024, compressing its safety testing. In an emailed statement, OpenAI said it was an incredibly heartbreaking situation, and they are reviewing the filings to understand the details. Honda Motor cut its annual earnings forecast after a weak first half, flagging low car sales in China and Southeast Asia, and a nearly $1 billion drag due to a shortage of chips from Dutch supplier Nexperia. The automaker's executive VP said the semiconductor shortage had affected production since last Monday, and Honda is working to restore production in the week of November 21st, as shipments of Nexperia chips from China seem to be resuming. And the European Union could implement changes to its Artificial Intelligence Act in a bid to make it easier for companies to obey the law. That's according to a draft proposal seen by the Wall Street Journal. Under the planned tweaks, some groups whose generative AI systems are already on the market would be offered a grace period to help them comply with obligations on having their systems watermarked to increase transparency. The package is set to be formally presented by the European Commission on November 19th as part of a broader package of measures that Brussels is proposing to simplify the bloc's digital regulations. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.